Exodus chapter 9. And the Lord said to Moses, Go to Pharaoh and say to him, This is what the Lord God of the Hebrews says. Let my people go, so that they may serve me. For if you refuse to let them go, and you still hold on to them, you will see the hand of the Lord on your cattle which is in the field, on the horses and on the donkeys, on the camels and on the oxen and on the sheep. A very severe pestilence. And the Lord will distinguish between Israel's cattle and Egypt's cattle, and nothing at all of what belongs to the sons of Israel will die. And the Lord fixed a time and said, Tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. And the Lord did this thing on the next day, and all the cattle of Egypt died, but of the sons of Israel's cattle not one animal died. And Pharaoh sent out observers, who saw that not as much as one animal of Israel's cattle had died. But Pharaoh's heart became hardened, and he did not let the people go. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Take along handfuls of furnace soot, and Moses will sprinkle it towards the sky in Pharaoh's sight, and it will become fine dust over all the land of Egypt. And it will become festering boil pustules on man and on the cattle in all the land of Egypt. So they took the furnace soot and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it towards the sky, and it became festering boil pustules on man and on the cattle. And the magicians could not stand in Moses' presence on account of the boils, because there were boils on the magicians and on all Egypt. Then the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he didn't hearken to them, as the Lord had said to Moses. And the Lord said to Moses, Get up early in the morning, and stand before Pharaoh, and say to him, This is what the Lord God of the Hebrews says, Let my people go, so that they may serve me. For this time I am about to send all my plagues into your heart, and on your servants, and on your people, in order that you may know that there is no one like me in all the world. For now I will put my hand out and strike you and your people with a pestilence, and you will be cut off from the earth. But it is for this purpose that I have put you in place, in order to show you my power, and in order to declare my name in all the earth. Do you still set yourself in opposition to my people in not letting them go? Look, at this time tomorrow I will rain down very heavy hail, such as there has never been in Egypt, from the day when it was founded up to now. So now, send servants and bring your cattle to safety, and everything you have in the field. It will hail on every man and animal that is found in the field and is not gathered in, indoors, and they will die. He who feared the word of the Lord among Pharaoh's servants made his own servants and his cattle take refuge in the houses, whereas he who did not heed the word of the Lord left his servants and his cattle in the field. And the Lord said to Moses, Stretch out your hand towards the sky, and there will be hail in all the land of Egypt, on man and on the cattle and on all the vegetation of the field in the land of Egypt. So Moses stretched out his rod towards the sky, and the Lord sent noises and hail, and fire came to the ground, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. And there was hail, and fire taking hold in the hail. It was very heavy, and there had never been anything like it in all the land of Egypt since when it became a nation. And the hail struck all the land of Egypt, everything in the field, both man and cattle, and the hail struck all the vegetation of the field, and it broke every tree of the countryside. Only in the land of Goshen, where the sons of Israel were, was there no hail. And Pharaoh sent servants and called for Moses and for Aaron, and said to them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and I and my people are the wicked ones. Entreat the Lord that it should be enough of almighty noises and hail, and I will let you go, and you will not stay any longer. Then Moses said to him, When I go out of the city, I will stretch out my hands to the Lord. The noises will cease, and the hail will be no more, so that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you do not yet fear the Lord God. And the flax and the barley were struck, for the barley was showing green ears of corn, and the flax was in flower. But the wheat and spelt were not struck, for they were late in growing. Then Moses departed from Pharaoh and the city, and he stretched out his hands to the Lord. And the noises and the hail stopped, and the rain was not poured down onto the earth. But when Pharaoh saw that the raining down had stopped, both the hail and the noises, he sinned again, and he hardened his heart, he and his servants. So Pharaoh's heart became hardened, and he did not let the sons of Israel go, as the Lord had said through the intermediacy of Moses.